between the Rambam and the history, so it seems now. Why do we have to resolve the problem? Because here is required that. So the shita of the Rambam is that the das that is required by Yehus is only required, the das is only required on the Maisa Yehus. But the Maisa Yehus has to be kept, has to be done with Dante of the Yehus. So some mayor, the Rambam says, but if the Yehus takes effect through Kibush, so that means it takes effect through Kibush, so who carries out the Maisa Yehus? The best, the one to whom the cotton is published. So the Maisa Deus is not carried out by the cotton himself, but the Maisa Deus is carried out by this. This has das. So mainly there is das in the Maisa Deus. And as far as the Halitza Deus is concerned, so the Shita Sarambam is, the Halitza Deus doesn't require das of the air. So mainly, so what requires das of the air? The Maisa Deus. In other words, if let's say there is no Kiddush, so then who has to carry out the Deus? The Deus has to be carried out by the Kotel. You see, cases as the Kashu, how can the Kotel be best in Magdal and see how does best be? Because on the basis of Zochan and Mishol Yifono, so it's on the basis of the Aloche of Zochan and Mishol Yifono. Now if Sri is Itam Shlicheles, so then Mishol Yifono, so Zochan and Mishol Yifono is on the Rabono. There's a machlok of Hashem whether Zohar Mikotin is only the Rabbonon or is the Reis. But this is Shiti is that Zohar Mikotin is only the Rabbonon because the Shiches is Mikotin. And Mikotin. So, and Shri is not Shiches. So this is in the Kashi here. We didn't go over the Shiches. How can we be mad with ourselves that day? So this is a Zeno Hanano. That with the Reis say we cannot be Midayah therefore. Because Zochon of the Shoy Bifono is based upon Shliches and Shliches Mikotki, and Zochon Mikotki is only the Rabbono. So the Meir and Midr, I say we cannot be Midaya Mikotki now does best. But the reason that's why we can be Midaya is because Midr Rabbono. But how can the Chachonim make a double matter? So Tesis says that Rabbono holds that yes, the Yavya Chachon like a double matter. That's what Tesis says. V'yitena, hei chave gea mit Rabbonon, v'shavino lei v'as Yisrael, u'vdushom v'dushim, ho minatele v'tichovinu, v'yishrei la v'gesod atim amdoma v'yishrabe, v'yishrei avi et chachom v'akadol v'natele v'kum v'asei. At that point, there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes in the Mokin Yvonnes between Rachidbe and Rabnos and Bareishe, as to whether yishrei avi chachom v'akadol v'natele, or ein keya v'yat ביד חכום לחדום לתירה. So, כל כתנצס, רבוני, כל זה למנדומה, ותיש כאלה חכום לחדום לתירה. So, במהיר ליפוי פסקי, like למנדומה, אין כאלה את חכום לחדום לתירה, so then, we cannot be מדי, אי קוטני, now that's best. So, all the deals that is carried out by רבוני in America, I mean, on a chain, like any other product, so according to Tetzler, it's with the Sophie, whether the deals is how, but if let's say if the rabbonim who are Megayel Aktani would make sure that when the child goes up, he should be told that he was adopted, that he was adopted by Jewish parents, and that it should prevail upon him that to go through deals again, then there wouldn't be any problem. But that is not done anyway. According to this, says the whole halacha of Yakov Matnas Das Bezdin is based upon Sriye and Sriye Mitam Shliches, but with Rabbonon, so Zochri Kot. If it's based upon Zochri, so that means even when Bezdin is with Magdir, in Yakotin, so who really carries out the Deus? The Kotin himself carries out the Deus. So in any way, it requires the Das of the Kotin. And the Maisa Deus, it's considered, because of Zochri, so it's considered as if the Akum, the Kotin, himself does the Maisa Deus. So we have to resort to Zohar. We have to resort to Zohar. Masha'im came in the case where there is a Chetitz of Kibush. So then we don't, so then who carries out the Maisa Deus? Not the Kotel himself. It's not based upon Zohar Mod Mishol Yifono. So who carries out the Deus? The Beis Din carries out the Maisa Deus. So the Mele, the Rambam says, even if you is a Yechirun Chetz, because it doesn't even require Das of the Kotel. Jesus requires das on the Maisa Deus, not on the Halei Sa Deus. So in the case where it's not going on the kibbutz, so then the man's ideas is carried out by the Jew himself. But if there was not the das, so because of shriya and shliches, so the business is the shliach of the kotel. So that means shliches what the man say. So that means that the kotel himself carried out the gerus. If the kotel himself carried out the gerus, so then the das of the kotel is required and the maisa gerus. So why is it effective? Because of zochah. Because of zochah mikotel. Masheike, when there is a chetitza of kibush, so then there is a special aloche that the bezin, the kibushi, they carry out the maisa gerus. So it requires whose das? Not the kotel das, it requires the bezin das. The bezin das we have. They want to be migayahim. So the melee, but you'll say, it will. So it's, even it's that he never consented to be a Gea, to be a Jew. The answer is, according to the Rambam, the Chalei Sadeus doesn't require that. It's only my Sadeus. So if it's on the basis of Zohim, then the my Sadeus is to be realized by the Kotli himself, and the best next is the Shriach of the Kotli. So the Mele, it's because there is no Das on the Maisa Geus. But if the Geus takes effect for Kibush, so then the Maisa Geus is done by the Bezin, not by the Kotli. And we, there is the Bezin's Das. So even if he, when he becomes a Godel, he's Meche, so that means he doesn't give his consent on the Chaleisa Geus. The Chaleisa Geus doesn't require Das of the Geus. Only the Maisa Geus. That's the Shita Tarant. Masheite Shita of the Kisus Rui means that not only the Maisa Geus requires Das, but even the Chaleisa Geus requires Das. Even the Chaleisa Geus requires Das. So Melele, the Kisus Rui Shita means that in any case where there is no Yechakitza of Kibush, so then we couldn't be the guy on that test. Because what does the Allah of Zohar Moshe be fond of his life? Zohar Moshe be fond of freedom in Christ's life. Let's take an example. Reuben wants to give him a ton of Levi. So in order that Levi should acquire title, let's say, in the Chetetz that Reuben wants to give to Levi, so Reuben has to be marked to Levi, and Levi has to make a king and a king and a boy, let's say. King Shecha, king and a boy in the Chetetz. But Levi is not the fond of Reuben, but Shimon is the fond of Reuben. So Reuben says to Shimon, you Zeche, in this Chetetz, you be Magdia, this Chetetz, and have Kavone to be Zeche for Levi. So then, Zohar Moshe Lefanot, and Zechim Kav Shechetz, so Shimon becomes, in effect, the Shliach of Levi. So Mele, just as if Levi had designated Shimon as his Shliach, to make a king and a boy in the Chetetz, and he makes a king and a boy in the Chetetz for Levi, so Levi acquires title. Levi acquires title in the Chetetz. So that means that through Zohar Moshe Lefanot, Shimon is able to make the Maisa Akinyan, the Maisa Akboy, in the Chetetz way. But then, Matone requires that of the Mikabe. Levi doesn't know anything about it. How can Levi acquire title in the Chetetz? The answer is, if it's his source, it's good for him. So the consent by Levi is special. It's good for him. It's beneficial for him. Why should he object? So the mayor, even though he doesn't know anything about it, so his consent is taken for granted. In the case where Levi, when he finds out, says, yes, she, so the matone becomes notified, because one cannot, the matone cannot be held out of the mikvah. So actually, Zohar Moshe shall be fond of implies 2 hours. Number one, that if it is chus, so he becomes the shliach of the mikabel. So he does the maisa asriyeh on behalf of the mikabel, the king and the boy. Number two, that if it is chus, so the das, the consent is special. Consent is special. So melee, so the thesis lead was bothered by the same kash that bothered thesis. Teaches that the kashi, how can I only say that Kotlin has not had that day? Zohar in Kotlin is only in Rabbonon. And how can he come here in the Rabbonon if the Raisi is still God? So Jesus says, it's on the basis of Sheshira Chachamah. But it is, he doesn't like this Sabbath, because then the Chavuris Halacha is not only Kula Alme. And the Rambam Tosfos, like the Mandoma, that in this B'yoch Rake, in Kiyav Yav Chachamah, like it doesn't like Kiyav Yav Yikum Vase. So there Jesus says, true is based upon Zohar. But usually, when Rubin says to Shimon, you may have been in the Chavuris Halacha, so we apply Zohar to two hours. First of all, on the basis of Zohar. So he makes the Maisa free, he becomes the Shiach of Levi, and he makes the Maisa Kinyan on behalf for Levi. Number two, since it's his school, so it's good for him, so the Das of Levi is presumed. Here, the effect of Zohar is only that there is Das. It's good for him, to become a Jew is good for him. So in many ways, the Das is presumed. But there has to be a Maisa Gaelos. Who has to do the Maisa Gaelos? Who has to do the Maisa Gaelos? The Maisa Gaelos has to be done by the Ger himself. And the one who does the Maisa Gaelos, even though his body is immersed in the water, and his group is being nimeled, but he doesn't do it. He doesn't give his das to be nimeled with Gaelos. He doesn't give his consent to be nimeled with Gaelos. And he is the one who does the Maisa Tvila. So, how can Gaelos take effect? True, there is Das. The Das is presumed. But the Maisa Gaelos has to be done by the Kotni. And he doesn't do the Maisa Gaelos. So it is a sleep that twice Rabbuna is being to a case where there is Kiddush. So in the case where there is Kiddush, so then the Maisa Gaelos is done by this. So the Mele, as far as the Das for the Maisa Gaelos is concerned, so whose Das is required? The Das of the Best, who does the Maisa Gaelos. And as far as the Das for the Chalitza Gaelos is concerned, so since it's his schus, so it's good for him, so the Das for the Chalitza Gaelos is presumed. Is presumed. But if there is no evidence of Kibush, so then it is split says, we cannot apply the law of Zohar, because as a result of the application of Zohar, so there is Das and the Haleis Adeus, but the Maisa Gaelos has to be done by the Kohen himself. The Kohen himself has no Kavanah Gaelos, he doesn't know what it's all about. He doesn't do the Maisa Gaelos. He doesn't do the Maisa Tfilah and the Maisa Milah with Gaelos. So the Melech, the Maisa Gaelos is lacking, but if there is Kibush, so then the Maisa Gaelos is carried out by the Bezek. But the Rambam Shita is, if it's done on the Kibush, so then we don't have to resort to Zohar. Because according to the Rambam, Das is only required for the Maisa Gaelos. So if it's done on the Kibush, so the Maisa Gaelos is carried out by the Bezek, the Bezek did his consent. They do it with Daiton. But the Shita of this is really that not only is Das required for the Maisa Gaelos, Das is required even for the Chaleis HaGaelos. For Chaleis HaGaelos. So in Melech, if there is no Kibush, so then there is not no Maisa Gaelos. And we cannot say, Shrim Tam Shlichus, because it's Shlichus Rekot. But if he takes a text out of Kibush, so then the Maisa Gaelos is carried out by the President themselves, not by the Gaelos. So we don't have to resort to Shlichus, but we have to resort to the Aloch of Zohar to in front of in order to have Das for the Chaleis HaGaelos. So since it is food, so there is Das and the Chaleis HaGaelos. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Tosfos. Now, it's according to the Rambam, Das that is required by Gaelos is only on the Maisa Gaelos. So if it takes effect to Kiddush, so then the Maisa Gaelos is carried out, is done by the Bezin, and they have their Das, not by the Kohen himself. So, Memelo, we don't have to resolve the Zohar. Masha'inke. But, as far as the Das for the Chaleis HaGaelos is concerned, the Chaleis HaGaelos doesn't require Das. Only the Maisa HaGaelos requires Das. The Maisa HaGaelos has to be done. L'shem Deus. The Tfilah has to be done, L'shem Deus. The Mila has to take place, L'shem Deus. But, only the Maisa HaGaelos requires Das. The Chaleis HaGaelos doesn't require Das. And accordingly, to the Tosfos, not only the Maisa Gaelos requires Das, what even how it's ideals. So even when it's done, I'll be kibush, so the mice ideals is carried out by person, but without Zochin, so that's for the Halitz Agreus is lacking. Because it's a result of Zochin Shal Fonov. So the das for the Halitz Agreus is presumed, because it's good for him. So in many ways, the Geirus takes effect. But the Geirus is a Halitz Agreus. Because if what can work it up, it disaffirms the Geirus, so in many ways that means that retroactively there was no das for the Halitz Agreus. So in many ways, it turns out that he was not going to go in Matveya. That's the machlokes between the Rambam and this. Now we can approach Rashi. From Rashi, it's Mashma. Both Rashi's, whether the Rashi in our text or the Rashi in the text that the Ritual. So it's Mashma that in order that the Geirus should take effect, then the Bezdin has to fulfill the role of the Father. Has to fulfill the role of the Father. So the question is, what significance is the role of the Father? And it doesn't have to be mamashi Father. Nasi melkeya, like an adopting father. I mean, what kind of a law is it? That the person becomes like an adopting father, and because of that, he can carry out the rest. Apparently, Rashi was also bothered by the same Kashi. The thesis was bothered by. Thesis Kashi is, how can he apply the law of Zohar? But Zohar Nikotin is only the Rabbanon. How can one become a gear with Rabbonon when with Raise there is no Aloch of Zochin and there is no Aloch of Shiches? So Rashi Shikin in the same way as it is a sleep. Just as it is a sleep applies to a case of Kibush, so then the Maisigos is carried out of me by the best, not by the Gerasar. Usually the Gogos is this guy. So who is this guy who carries out my signals? Not the one who pushes him in water. Suppose an old, sick boy is this guy, and he cannot possibly go down into the mikveh. And a few Jews have to hold him as he immerses himself in the mikveh. So even in such a case, the my signals is carried out by the sick. Yeah, they just enable him to be immersed in the mikveh. But in the case where the Geirus takes effect on the Kibush, so then the Maisei Geirus is carried out not by the Geirus, but it's carried out by the best, to the Aloch of Kibush. So Rashi also agrees that there is Aloch of Kibush. I mean, the Meyosimche, Meyosameach, mentions Yerushalmi Vomes, that there is Aloch of Kibush, that through Kibush, so the best can carry out the Maisei Geirus. But the question is, what is Kibush mean? According to the Rambam and the Sri, Kibush means Mamesh Kodesh Tachas Yodeinu, that in the sense of Yad Nisroel Tichon. Yad Nisroel Tichon. So that's it. That's what the Sri says. Shobi Nisroel Tani Plishti. Or Tinek Shemim Tamushlach. A foundling was found in the street like Hefker, and everyone has the right to pick him up and to be beguiled if he wants. No one will disturb him, no one will interfere. A policeman will not come over to him and say, listen, you are arrested, you have no right to be beguiled the child. So, according to the Rambam and this is three, Kibush is Pshutik Mashmoy. The movement of Kibush is Pshutik Mashmoy. Kibush in the sense of physical power, in the sense that the Malchus lets the best be Megayah. He's Kobish Dachasirei. It's Yad Nisroel Kippur. Whether it's Yad Nisroel Kippur because of Kibush Nuhomo, or because the government gives a license to the best to be Megayah, doesn't make any difference. So then, he's still Kobish through the Kirch HaMalchus. So he's Kobish Dachasirei. So the Rambam says, Nisroel Shetoka Bakun Kodim, that means like Kibush Nuhomo, or Mototine Kakun, and the Malchus is very happy that the Bezdin takes care of him and is beguiled him. So in many ways there is Mamish Kibush. Kibush in the sense of Yad Nisroel Kibush. That's the Pshat of Kibush. According to Rashi, the halacha, the extra halacha, that Bezdin can be beguiled in talking out of Kibush, so Kibush doesn't mean in the sense of physical power, in the sense of Yad Nisroel Kibush. But Kibush means in the sense of the actual custody over the child. Of the child. In other words, this is what Rashi says. How does Bezdin Shleisho Yim Bitrosei? Kidi Kontrilas Dea, Shetzrichem Yimu, Veinasim Leob, Varugera Ledea. What do you mean Veinasim Leob? Because without the Dina Leda Alocher Kibush, so the Deus could not be carried out. Because two is Ochlo Neshon Yimono. So it means there is that. But the Maisa Deus has to be done. By the Deo himself. And how, he's an infant, he doesn't know what's all about. How is it considered the Maisa Deus? Is he the Chavei? That this Tila should bring Shigeos? He doesn't know what's all about. So the Maisa Deus is like, but if the best has a Keach, Kibush, through Kibush, can carry out the Maisa Deus, and the best is the Chavei and Shigeos. Not the boy there. The best is the Chavei and Shigeos. Which best is the best that has a Keach Kibush? So according to Rambam, the Tisri Kibush is meant in the sense of physical power. B'nitzies, Kovish Lachasedeinu, in the sense of Yad Yisrael, Yad Bezni Shom Yisrael, Kibush. But according to Rashi, this extra aloha, that through Kibush, the best you can realize the Maisa Adeus, and the Maisa Adeus is not realized by the Gyal himself. But by the best means Kibush in a different sense. Kibush in the sense of custody, like the father who has the custody of the child, the actual custody of the child. So that's why Rashi says, how does that in the meaning of your son's life. Needless to mention the case where the child has a father. So the father is the actual custody of the child. The actual custody. It's not a question of power of the Yavisol people. But he raised the child, he has the actual custody of the child. And this is the important kibush, according to Rashi. So the Maisa Abiros of Rabbuna doesn't have to mention as any chidush. So it's a double portion that Bezdin can be mabdul in Shigea. Because insofar as the das for the Chalitza Gnus is concerned, so naturally if it's Yischus without Rabbuna telling us, we know that it's Yischus, Mimele the das is presumed for the Chalitza Gnus. But insofar as the Maisei Gnus is concerned, so if the father brings it to Bezdin, the father has Kibush. In the sense of custody over the child, some melee, the father can carry out the Maisa Deus. The father can carry out the Maisa Deus. And even if the father himself is not misguided, he can still carry out the Maisa Deus. He can be tailoring. Oh, he can be tailoring. So, that's in the case, this is our Rashi. Rashi, the Ravitra mentions, the other Matur, so Rashi says, that only, he says, Pirsha Rashi, she view only the evil in Beth Mikhail. So we have to resort to the Chiddush by Rabbuna. But the Gemara says, Hoch Maskin and Pirsha Mikhail, one of the missing made. So the Rashi, the Ravitra mentions, the Matur, the Ravitra has, so it's held that when can the father carry out the Maisa Deus by virtue of the fact that he has the kibush over the child, he has the custody over the child, that is only if the father himself is misguided, so he can carry out the Maisa Deus. But if the father himself is not misguided, then he cannot carry out the Maisa Deus with kibush. That's the machlokes between our Rashi and the Rashi, the Madura of the Ritva. But the only reason as to why Bezdin can be Madril, it's true, it's based upon Zohar. Even in the case when the father is misguided together with the children, it's still based upon the Halacha of Zohar. But if the father is misguided together with the children, then we have to resort to Zohar, that Das is presumed. So we may, and then as far as the Maisa Deus is concerned, so the Maisa Deus is carried out by the father. But in the case, because the father has a din of kibush, what? Why does he have kibush? Kibush in the sense because he has the custody of the child. So we may, He can carry out my sentence. But if anyway, the Yibbe is the Asherim Skaya. The Yibbe is the Asherim Skaya. So then, there is no din of Kibush. So then, why can we be Gaya? So, insofar as Das is concerned, since it's good for him, so the Das is assumed. So there is no lack of Das. Machine came regarding the Maisagio, so who carries out the Maisagio the best? How can the best be carried out the Maisagio? Only through Kibush. So the one to whom the child is Kibush can carry out the Maisagio. And Kibush means not like this old people. Kibush means he has custody. So the Menele, if the mother turns him over to best, the mother has the custody. And the mother turns him over to best, so the Menele, the best becomes like an arm. So the best acquires custody of the child. Once it acquires kibush of the child, kibush in the sense of custody, so the Menele, they can carry out the Maisagius. If they can carry out the Maisagius, and they have their das. And they have their das. So that is the machlokes between the Rambam and his Srid on one hand, and Rashi on the other hand. All the shame, the Rambam and the Tzitzis and Rashi agree on one point, that there is an extra aloha of this in carrying out the Maisa Adeus through Kibush. But the question is, and that's Yerushalmi Bonus, but the question is, what is the essence of the Kibush that gives this in the Keach to carry out the Maisa Adeus? To carry out the Maisa Adeus. So according to the Rambam and the Tzitzis Kibush means Shirikimashmoy in the sense of Yagisol Kifo. Shibishlochome or a foundling. And according to Rashi, Kibush does not mean in the sense of Yagisol Kifo, but it means in the sense of custody. So if the father brings in, so then it's in the portion that they have a bit of Kibush. But the Kibush by Rabuni means that even the father doesn't bring. But the mother brings it to blessing. So in many ways, the blessing has a chaos of kibush in the sense of custody. So in many ways, it can carry out the deal with the Maisa deals. But there is another aloha that is required to ask. So we say, since it's his schools, so it's off logical. And then the machlekes. So the Rambam of his three, they agree on one point, that kibush here means kibush in the sense of Yagisol Kifo. But according to the Rambam, the das that is required by Geirus is only on the Maisa Geirus. So mainly the Geirus is carried out by this Fudaroch of Kibush, and Maisa Geirus is not done by the Geir itself, but by the Bezdin, some mainly don't have to resort to Zochin altogether. Because as far as the Chalitza Geirus is concerned, it doesn't even require that. And she don't need to speak is that not only the Maisa Geirus requires that, but even the Chalitza Geirus requires that.
So what about Rashi Shukla here? Where's the Das of the Maisa? As far as assuming the
Das? No, because the Bez Minasa is there. They are like an adopted father. We get the custody of the child. So many of them have the meaning of kibush. Kibush gives them a chaos to carry out.
Rashi says when they're looking
for it. Little father. The mother. So the mother can give custody. The mother can give
custody.
The father. So certainly it's a double portion that the father can delegate custody to the best. The chidush oh, by Rabbi right. Means that even the mother can not get custody.
Yeah. Yeah. 1982, on Sunday.
Rashi represents another Madhura Rashi. But Rashi, our Rashi says, Gekot Madhura Sadat Besni, Nene Yo, the evening of Yosef is God. The implication being that if he has a father, then we don't have to resort to Rabbuna Schir. Why does Rashi say that? Because of the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Rini is hiring, Hadiris Vashmir Vashik Vashimir 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 You cannot deduce from the Mishnah of Adiris Vashri or Rabunati. Maybe it's not like Rabunati, but the Mishnah is reference to the case of Gershon is Gai or one of Nezavim. So that implies that in the case where the Adiris is Gai are together with each other, then we don't have to resort to Rabunas Chidesh. When do we have to resort to Rabunas Chidesh? That's in the case where the year is not this guy together with the children. So then we have to resolve. So that's why Rashi says, Yakot Matur Saudas Besni Meiriyo, the evening of this guy. But Mashem came, if he has a father, and the father, he brings him to Besni to be the guy, then without Rabunas Chidesh, so Besni can be the guy. So the question is, why? What if Shah? Either it's his schus or it's not his schus. It's not his schus. All right, so he can explain it, in other words. Because here, the Gemara says, Hocha Paskinam, the Gershon, the guy with one of the place of him, the Michal is my dog in that word. In other words. So we could say that even without Abun Eschidesh, so then it wouldn't be considered his schus. Mashaim came, if the Amizgai are together with the father, then it's certainly his schus. I mean, we could explain it. But anyway, it's mashma from the Gemara that Rabunas Chidesh applies to the case where the father is not misguy of the children. Mashaim king, if the father is misguy of the children, then we don't have to resort to Rabunas Chidesh. And it's a double portion that Bezdin can be misguy of it. So that's why Rashi says that Rabunas Din applies to the case of Eliyahu, the evil he was a child. That's the Rashi here. But the Ritva mentioned the name of Rashi, just in reverse. Yakot Magdur may say, or that person here, Shirash is out, Shei Viyu, Ovi Viyim, Eri Bezdin, Eri Gai. So where is Rashi here? In our text. Imeiriyo, this is when Rabbuna tells us our, the Chidesh, that Magdur Bezdin. But if Yeshriyo, and the old brings into Bezdin, so it is of a posture, the Ritva mentioning of Rashi, that even in the case, where the Ovi Veim are together, bringing to Bezdin, we still have to resort to the Chidesh, of Rabbone. Now the question is, how can Rashi say that even in the case where the father brings him to Bezdin to Minigaya, so without Rabbone's Chidesh, we wouldn't be able to Minigaya him, when the Gemara says explicitly, Hochel Ma'askin on the Gershon is Gaya Rabbone of the Mesa Chine, the Nichol and Mayom and Abue. So that means in the case of where the Gershon is Mizgaya together with his children at the same time, so then without Rabbone's Chidesh, so we can Minigaya him. So why is Rashi saying in Rabbone's Chidesh, Sheivinoi Ovi Vimel Bezal Yare? So we say, well, according to Rashi, in the Ritva, according to Ritva's Loshin Rashi, so if Rabbuna has reference to the case where the father brings in the best, but he's not misguided together with the children. Suppose a father brings him to Bezdin and he's not Nisgaya together with his children. He doesn't want to be Nisgaya. But he brings him to Bezdin, he says to Bezdin, I want you to be Nisgaya, my child. But he himself is not Nisgaya. So in such a case, without Kabbalah's Chiddush, we will know that Madin is our God's Bezdin. Mashiach came in the case where the Akum himself is Nisgaya together with the children, then it's not a portion that you don't get the result. According to Rashi Shite, the way the Ritva mentioned. But we have to understand that why is it that in the case where the father brings into Bezdin according to our Rashi, so then it's the Vaposhi, according to the Ritva's Loshin in Rashi, so it's not the Vaposhi, but in the case where the father is with Gaia together with children, then it's the Vaposhi. We have to understand. And why does one Loshin in Rashi say one way and the other Loshin in Rashi say the other way? But then there is another difficulty in Rashi's Loshin. Our Daz Bezdin, Shlensho Yehdi Philosophy, in Kofiu Asgeir, Shetzrichen Gimu, Vein Nasim Riov, Vearehu Geir Al Mideyen, Umagoy Biyayin Koshin. So he says, Vein Nasim Riov, Vearehu Geir Al Mideyen. So what kind of an explanation is that? Since when is there such a halacha that the person becomes an av to the geakot? And it's much of a Rosh Hashanah, the only reason is why person can't be the guy in the coffin is because the person stands in the shoes of the father. So anyway, it seems from this Rashi, if the father brings in the person, then you don't even have to resort to Rav Neskip. Because the father himself brings the person. So the father has the keyach to be beguiled the child. But in the case where he has no child, and the father brings in the person, so then we have to resort to the special chiddush by Rabune, and Rabune's chiddush is based upon the fact that the person becomes father. Obviously, there is a special halacha. The father has special jurisdiction over the child to be begat. The question is, what kind of halacha is it? What kind of jurisdiction does a father have to be begat the child? And Rashi emphasizes the nasi value. So the only reason is why Bezdin can be begat, even though he's based upon Zohar, is because the Bezdin becomes like a father. The Bezdin becomes like a father. The Bezdin becomes an adopting father. What kind of it is it? Now, let's see what the Texas Reed says. Omar Abun, Yakotin, Madhuma Isabas Bet, Pirishapo Pishin, we all, we. You see, Rashi says, Abu P. Rashi says, Nimen we all, we may be also this guy. But the Texas Reed mentions in Vita Hilish, in we all, we. Rashi doesn't say that. Abu Pishin, we all, we all. Rashi says, "Abba pishayin loyol, ve'imei biyosin nizgaya." But the Yisri mentions a bigachidosh. Abba pishayin loyol, ve'imei, he has neither a father nor a mother. Ki b'inkinim shayin tzom mushlech. Oy sheshovim Yisroel, k'tavim krishtim, bezmi, morin eisom. Ve'hei, ki Yisroel chodovo. It's a very strange expression. He says, even though he doesn't have a father or a mother, so from the Loshin of the Disasri, it's mashma that in the case where the father brings it to Bezdin, we don't have to resort to the Chiddush by Rabbin. And in the case where he has no father, where the mother of Lachlan brings it to Bezdin, we don't have to resort to the Chiddush by Rabbin either. When we have to resort to the Chiddush by Rabbin, if the child does not, has neither a father nor a mother, so then Bezdin can be mothers. And then the Bezdin mentions a very peculiar case. Kigintir shenim tzom mushlech, oy sheshovim Yisroel, k'tani prishti, is Bezdin molin eisom, v'hei ki Yisroel hodobo. So in what situation is Bezdin authorized to be gaya and kotin in case of a family? In other words, let's say a tinnik is found, and we know that it's a Gentile thing. We know it's in a place where there are no Jews, it's a Gentile village, and no one cares for him, he's abandoned. So the best in the soil has the keach, the refuse, to be beguiled. So then he can be beguiled. Or, let's say, he was captured, the Muhammad, to kill his Muhammad. Why do we have to mention such situations? What difference does it make? What the situation is? The fact is, the best he wants to be mother. Why does he mention? Now, I ask you to go over the Lushinis Aram. Now, this halacha of Yakot Matunis of that day is mentioned in the Rambam in two places. It's mentioned in Perik Gimel Milchas Yisroel B'yeh, halacha Zayin. That, and then also in Yuchas Meloche, the same Aloche is mentioned. Then there is another halacha in the Rambam, in the Chassavodim. Yisroel shetokav akum kot oimotsu shinik akum vibiru shinigera rizigera vishimebeda rizeve vishimechira rizimechira. Now in Eben Ozer Rabbi Zalman, so he mentions the Kashi and the Rosh Naramba, and he assumed that there are three kinds of feelings: vishinigera, vishimebeda, vishimechira. So here's the Kashi. Where do we find three kinds of tefillahs? We have a tefillah lishinger, and we have a tefillah lishinemet. But why do they mention lishinachet? All right, he says, hold on. But I mean, there's plenty of pshat in the Rambam. It's a palace, why I mean, that's a Zalman, I mean, they didn't say it. The plenty of pshat in the Rambam is as follows. He soiled shetokat akum kot, or he mozo kini kakum, vi pila lishinger arimgeh. Then he explains it, because the tefillah shemabdus is a union of geulus, involves a union of geulus, and the tefillah of geulus mamish, of complete geulus, is a union of geulus. So there are two kinds of tefillah of geulus. So in other words, because when somebody is taken, is mikabel, he agrees to become a levitan. So in effect, he's misguided himself. Yes, to have new and fewer, like Deus. But it's in Deus of Abus. It's not the Deus of the Chet. When the Goy decides to be Megaya himself, not to sell himself as an Elechnaim of a Jew. So there, it's complete Deus. But every Tfilah of Abdus is also a Tfilah of Deus. So in other words, Yisroel Shetok Atakum Kopi, or Yimotso Tzini Kakum, Vizbila Mishin Gear is Gear. Whether it doesn't make any difference, whether the Tfilah of Deus is a Tfilah of Abdus of Deus, or a Tfilah of Cheus of Deus, because there are two kinds of Deus. If Akum sells himself to Yisroel, and with the intention of becoming an Elechnaimi of the Israel, so then the Tfile Lishim Abdus is also a Tfile Lishim Geah. But it's a Tfile Lishim Geah, Lishim Eret. And if an Akum is this guy himself, he doesn't want to be an Eret of the Israel. He wants to be an Echeret. So there, that's certainly a Tfile of Geus. But the Tfile of Abdus is also a Tfile of Geus. So in other words, Lishim Eret Arizere, Lishim Echeret Arizere is explanatory of the Jewish in Gaya, because it can be, the Jewish in Gaya can manifest itself in two ways. Either Lishim Abdus or Lishim Mechelet. I mean, there's a plain shot in the Rambam. But anyway, the Rambam says here, Yisroel Shetok Abakum Kot, or Yimotso Tine Kakum, the Jewish in Gaya are in Gaya, Lishim Eret are in Gaya, Lishim Mechelet are in Mechelet. So, because the Mishnah says, Zeh Pirish Rabbein Al Mashi Omru, Zeh Kamen Ksuvet, Omar Avune Gerkot Matbim Yisal Gazbet. It's the same halacha. And the question is, when the Rambam mentions the halacha of Gerkot Matbim Yisal Gazbet, he doesn't mention it in connection with the Tfilah Lishim Abdus. He mentions it in connection with the Tfilah Lishim Geus, Geus Mechir, not Lishim Abdus. Because how could we say that to become an Eved is his chutz? To become a Ger Mechir is his chutz. But to become a Ger Eved, since when is becoming the Gea Eved is Chutz? So that case mission is very difficult. I heard from my father that the Chaim said that the Pshat in the Rambam is something else. In other words, here the Rambam doesn't discuss Rabbinus Memre. Rabbinus Memre the Rambam discusses in Pirkei Avot, in Yuchas Yisurei Bia, in Yuchas Melochi, and there he mentions that in connection with Geus of Nechir. He doesn't mention it in connection with Geus of Abdus. But here is another aloche. According to the Rambam, there can, by Geah Kot, he says, Yisroel Shetokat Akum Kot, or Yimotso Tinek Akum. So there is aloche of Geus of the Kiddush. There is aloche of Geus of the Kiddush. And the aloche of Geus of the Kiddush applies only to a Kot, who is not even there himself. Someone is in there, so there you cannot be Megaya him of the Kiddush. So he has to be Megaya himself, Medaite. But by Geah Kot, there could be Geus of the Kiddush without his das. So in other words, so the Meir and the Rambam, so we don't have to resort to Zohar of the Shalom Tanakh. When do we have to resort to Zohar Shal Tanakh if the Geus has to be based upon his own das? So then, because his das is no das, so mainly because of Zohar Shal Tanakh, it's considered to have das. Mashiach came when the Geus takes effect of the Kibush, it doesn't require his das. Whether he gives his consent, he doesn't give his consent, it doesn't matter, because the Geus is halal the Kibush. But, so then you ask, so why does Rab, and here the Rambam doesn't say Yidu Yechil Nimchais. When we say Yidu Yechil Nimchais, that is if the Geus takes effect on the Kiddush. I'm sorry, if the Geus is based upon Zohar Mishon Yifonot. So in other words, that means that there is Das. So in the same way, as we say that Matone, if Reuven wants to give Matone to Levi, and he tells him, now you pick up this Chayfet, and have Kavonet to be Zeichet for Levi. Then, so Zohar Shal Ponot. But if Levi, when he hears of that Matone, he says, I don't want any Matone from Reuven, so then it's retroactively bought. So here too. Since it's based upon Zohar Shal Ponot, he can disaffirm it. Because if Zohar Shal Ponot, it means that full Zohi, if there is Das, there is Das, as long as he doesn't disaffirm it. But if the person whose Das is required disaffirms it, so he cannot say he's Zochron HaShalifon of Bal Kochei. Mashein Kei, here the Rambam doesn't mention it to the Chelim Chis, because here the Geulus takes effect on the Kibush, so it doesn't require Das. So the male of the Kotten, even when he grows up, he disaffirms the Geulus, he's still in Israel. So then you ask, Monefshach, if there is Allah according to the Rambam, the Yosemeach mentions in Yerushalmi as a mocker for this din of the Rambam, that there is, by Kotten, there is the din of Geulus out of the Kibush. So, and that is not based upon Zohar Moshul Yifonov, and the Megillo is a Yechim Yilchis. So why does Rabbi Meir resort to the Aloha of Zohar Moshul Yifonov, Zohar Moshul Yifonov, and the Meir is a Yechim Yilchis? Dal Zohar Yoche, best it could be in Gaia, on the basis of Kibush. So why make the Yerus on the basis of Zohar, and then make it subject to the possibility of the Gea when he grows up disinfirming and notifying retroactively the whole Geos when Bezin can be Gaia Ekotin on the basis of Kibush? So then it will not be Mutubisofi, he will not be able to notify the Geos retroactively. The answer is, this is exactly the reason as why the Rambam emphasizes Yisroel Shetokat Akum Kotin or Yimotso Tinekakum. What does it mean? Talk about Mkoti means what the Pesach Shvit says. The Pesach Shvit says, Sheshogu Yisroel Plishtikot. In other words, Fukibush. In other words, in order that the Gerush should take effect for Kibush, there has to be a Yechatimz of Kibush. Now, suppose you come into a, you break it, you go into, you furtively go into a Gentile home, and you kidnap a Gentile child, and you take him away, and then you bring him to Bezni, secretly and furtively, and young guy. So you cannot say the Geus is how on the Kibush. What kind of Kibush is it? The policeman will catch him, so they put him in jail. So it's no Kibush. Kibush means that it's Yad Yisroel Tkifo, and through Kibush Muhammad they capture a Gentile cotton. So that's Kibush. Or if the other example that the street mentions, Stina Chenitz on Mushla, in other words, the mother threw away, abandoned the child, and everybody, the government allows you to pick him up and to do whatever you want to the child. You want to raise him as a Jew, you can raise him as a Jew. So then there is also a Chenitz of Kibush. If the government turns it over to you and allows you to be beguiled, so that means that the child is kovish takasineinu. But if the situation is such that if the government would find out, they would take away the child from me. But I am able to manipulate and to keep him secretly and to hide him in a certain place, so then there is no yechatitz of kibush. So in melee, the geus is null and void. Not right. So, but even in the case where there is no yechatitz of kibush, but the Geos can still take effect on the basis of Zohar. On the basis of Zohar. So in other words, when the Pesach Shvit mentions Avo Pesha'im Le'Avim Ti'intim Shemit Zom Mishlech U'Shishom Yisroel Kamen Kishtim Bez Mol Nisar Ve'it Yisroel Chodomo, the Pesach Shvit Chita means that if the child has neither a father nor a mother, then in order that the Geus should take effect, there must be a Yechatimz of Kibush. But if there is no Yechatimz of Kibush, so then without the father or the mother bringing him to Bezin, then you cannot even be Nigaya in Fuzot. That's the Shita of Jesus. But the Rambam Shita is something else. The Rambam Shita is, when do we have to resort to Zohim? If there is no Yechatimz of Kibush. But when there is a Yechatimz of Kibush, and when we have a Yechatimz of Kibush, in one of two situations, either in the case where there is Mamesh Kibush Muhammad, Shetokot Akum Kotten, openly, he captures an Akum Kotten through Kibush Muhammad, or if the child was abandoned, and then the child is mutual in the street like Hefker, and the Jew can pick him up and be megayim. So again, there is kibush. So in those two situations where there is a hatimtza of kibush, b'mitzias, then amikotin geus can take effect, and then it's not based upon zochin. When is it based upon zochin? When there is no hatimtza of kibush. So then it is based upon Zohim, and then we apply the aloche of the view of Yechonim. That's in the Shkis Rambam. Masha'iki, the Shite of the basis 3, even when there is Kibush, we still have to resolve the Zohim. According to the Rambam, if there is Kibush, we don't have to resolve the Zohim of Zohim. According to the basis 3, even when there is Kibush, we still have to resolve the Zohim. Now, there is a certain Rambam. The Rambam says in Perikhtes, Miyuches Avodim, Halocha Beis, Echo Dakei Me'eret Knaini, Mishkoi Lo Mishatesho, Oy Minakub, Shehu Kom Shtachat Yedeinu, Oy Me'echo Mishaumis, Yeish Lo Yikir Asatzmi, Oy Mishkoi Lo Eret, Dari Lo Eret Knaini Lo Chodot, Vichei Meich Yerbono Fudnei Sot, Shenema Mehem Tiknu Mishpachto, Asher Imochem, Asher Oyvidu Ba'atzichem, Vichol Echod Me'eilu Arenu Keret Knaini Lo Chodot. So the Rambam mentions a big chiddush. A big chiddush. There is a mokia for that Rambam, but it's a big chiddush. That an Akum not only can sell himself in the time to Israel, an Akum has the Jewish authority to sell Bonofut Nesov. Bonofut Nesov as an Eretnaim. Bonofut Nesov as an Eretnaim. So it's a special aloha. So in other words, so that means that Enakum has a kinyan reminds Yodo in one of the nations. Otherwise, how could the Akum sell one of the nations as an editor in Israel? He says, V'cheinechi of one of the nations shenem amehem tiknun mishpach to mashayim mochem. What does it mean, mishpach to mashayim mochem? Asher yu ba'atzechem. It means, even if the editor, the goy himself did not sell himself, but his father sold it to Israel, so it's hard. That means that the Neach has a king of Maizyodo in one of the places. I ask you to go over the Gemara in Romans. That means I'm on the bed. So the Gemara says, כסאל קדאי תוך לקבלו את מי שזרימין ובמד ועמוד המגיע, אבל במשוך אין צורך לקבל, או מרפשי שצלו יקש. הורף שנלו זו עוד רבונו, ניתן לי, הוא בוחס לסובי עוד עשים, או במד ועמוד המשולי קיבלו עליו, אבל קיבלו עליו, מדביר ומות הבוליה. When does the Torah say that he has to go through the whole procedure by the pastaya if she doesn't agree to become heirs? But if she agrees, she gives a consent to become a heirs, so it's not necessary to go through the whole procedure of process of Yerimo and give her a sepanel, because she becomes a heirs, so it's muta to marry her. That she knows her in me, a hope she will keep her law, keep for my bilish if she frets, the chaser of my bilish if she who, umishacher or muta bomiya. So according to Rashi ben Elozor, he can be megayah her l'shem Abdus, l'shem Shifres, even Shalom Midayim. According to Rabbanu Rashi ben Elozor, he cannot be megayah her Shalom Midayim. But he can be megayah her, only Midayim. But according to Rashi ben Elozor, even Shalom Midayim, he can be Magdil her l'shem Shifres. And then once she is a Shifres, so then he can give her Shtar Shichu, and then she becomes a maschere, umuta bamiya. So on my robe, my time with the Rashim and Mavazo, you see, call every dish with us kesset, every dish will have a dish show, and every dish at the mall bal koche, the at the mall benish bal koche. Now there is a positive way. Pichove medish, miknas kesef, miknas kosef, umauto eisei, osei chosef. So that means that if somebody has an eved, and he was not mal the eved, then the milas avodot is machosei in kopnilech mikon kesef. That's the pasuk. Pichove medish, miknas kosef, umauto eisei, osei chosef. What's the problem? So, Rashi, the second washing here, he says, the second washing, he says, Washnacher Vika, Eved Ish, Horekoma, Eved Shuish, Afo Pishu Godo, because the Torah says, Eved Ish, Niknas Keser, Umauto Iseos Yehove. Why does the Torah emphasize the whole Eved Ish? What does it mean? Only if the Eved is owned by men, and suppose a woman owns an Eved. So then the ruler of that Eved that is owned by a woman is not Makhosa Melech of the Pesach. Why should there be a difference between an Eved owned by men and an Eved owned by Nish? So obviously when the Torah emphasizes the whole Eved Ish, the Torah is emphasizing something else. So what is Eved Ish and Eved Ish? El Eved Ish Atomo Bal Koche. The Atomo Ben Ish Bal Koche. So Rashi in the second portion explains it. The Rosh Nacher, Nikea, Eved Ish HaKoma, Eved Shuish HaFopishu Kodu Ubendas Umauto Isi Balkoch Yatomo Ben Shuish Ger Abom Yizgayer Ewe Keach Lomer Bnei Godel Balkoche Vigabi Boni Ksiv Himalei Kozocho Velo Ksiv Bo Ish Vigabi Eved Ksiv Ish Limutebet. So, in other words, so Rashi says that this pasuk in the Torah that emphasizes the Cholevet Ish. So what does the Torah mean, the Cholevet Ish? That an Eved Shoish, even though he is a Godo and he is a Bendas or Malpeis Yibal Kohe, V'yatomo Beni Shoish Gea Habom Yizgayel Ewe Keach Lomeo Bnoi Godeo Bal Kohe V'gabi Bonim Ksi Kibolei Kozoho V'gabi Ksi Beish Vigabi Eved, Ksiv Ish Limutebet. In other words, Rashi says that this passage tells us that if, let's say, a someone is this guy, a goy was this guy, and he has a child, and the child was not female, so then it's not crossing the lechel the complex. This is what Rashi says. So Teisha says the Kashi, Pirik Bekunfet Rosh Hashemi, the Eved Ish, Afal Pishu Godu Ben Daas, Umalpe Yisbal Koche, Viyatomo Ben Ish Ger Abom Yisgaya, Eilu Ikeach Lome Udmei Godu Bal Koche, Vigabi Bon Iksiv, Hibel Ikol Zoho, Vilu Iksiv Bukol Ish, because the Torah says in the next Pasuk, Vichyogo Yit Chogei, Vyosho Pesach Vadishem, Hibel Ikol Zoho, Vios Yitcha Vaseise, Voyo Kezra Chore, Vicholore Leichalde. So, the Torah says here, not Himalay Kolish, but Himalay Kolzoch. So that means, only if he has a Ben Kot, if someone is Mizgai, if he goes is Mizgai here, and he has a child in Kotin, so, until he is Mal the Kotin, he is Mizgai the Kotin, he is Mal the Kotin, so he is Mal the Kotin, so then he cannot eat the Kotin Pesach. He cannot eat the Kotin Pesach. But if he has the Ben Godo, so the mile of the Ben Godo is not marketing in the Lomel Pesach. Only the mile of the Ben Kotin is marketing in the Lomel Pesach. But the mile of the Ben Kotin of the Ben Godo is not marketing in the Lomel Pesach. So it appears from Rashi that because of this process, the Riyogo Yit Hogeya, the Yosef Pesach Vadishen, Himuri Kozoho, Vosika Vasei, Royo Kedra Horet, the Holoho Yehobei. So that Pesach implies not only if a Jew has a child the Kotin and he's an old, so until he's mal the child the Kotin, he's Yuket Melechu the Pesach, but even if he goes in his Gaia and he had a child that was Mila to him, did he use it? Will you say? So he has no yichas with him because Gershon is Gaia for children. So now what he is, if he goes his Gaia and he had children, will you say? So they are not considered his children, once he's Mizgaya. But, Ligabe Yachlas Pesach, so it's Vachvos in Yilachal Pesach. If he's a Yigal, so Tesis is Chilish. Tesis says, we got a thing that appears. We call the Himmel, we call Zoho, we clean our new soul of Shema Kvos in Yilachal Pesach, we say we shayach, we want him Shemeel the Bidushi, our new as Bono, shall we nail the Bidushi in Yilachal Pesach in Yilachal Pesach. So Tesis is Chilish. According to Tesis, when the Torah says, the Chiyoto Yitro Ger, the Sopesach Avishem, Himmel, we call Zoho, the old Yitro Vasis, the way you can record it, the whole year today, so the Torah is reference to a Ger who was Miskayer, and then he had children, the Yerushim, the Yerushim. So they are his children. So the children that he, that were Nila, the Yerushim, in other words, he was Miskayer, and then he married a Jewish woman, and then he had children, the Yerushim, Shemitri or the Yerushim. So if these children, the family, if they are really, they are marked in the Lechon Pesach. But if he goes with Mizgaya and the children be Giyuse, so as a result of the Giyuse, they're not even his children, because Gersh Mizgaya got his Mila Dome. So why should the Mila of the children who are Bidin and not his children be the Akibi, Mila of the Pesach? But according to Rashi. So not only if a girl is Mizgaya and the children be Giyuse, so who are not Mila, so the mile of the children that are nila doing the Yehuse are na'akib in Lechol Pesach. But even the children that they have been Yehuse, if he's not Malveh, he's niukib Lechol Pesach. According to Rashi. Now, the Rabbi Simcha in the Sefer Mesha Chochmo and Parsha Boy, so he mentions in the name of his son-in-law, Rabbi Avrom Lubbia. Avrom Lubbia, so he explained Rashi Shite on the basis of the Rambam, in Chesavot, because the Rambam says in Chesavot, "V'chei meichir bonavut neitzo, shenema mehem tiknu u'mishpach tam asher imoch, asher oivinu ba'atzeichem, v'chol echot meilu ha'arim kebetnayim u'chol dobo." So that means that an Akum has a king in Maizyolot, a king in Maizyolot, in the bonavut neitzo baktani, so the reason as to why Rashi says that the posik, in Bay, the Chiyogo Yitrogeir, the Oso Pesach Vadishem, Himu Yichol Zohar, Voz Yichach Vasezi, Voyokez Rachoret, Vicholor Yichol Bay, Cholor Yichol Bay. So it means, Vihimu Yichol Zohar, that even the Ktami, that were Nila to him, the Giyuse, they are, so their Nila is Me'akvos in Lechol Pesach, it's on the basis of the Aloche of Nila Sabodov is Me'akvos in Lechol Pesach. Because there are two Aloches. One Aloche is, V'chol Evedin Shiknas Kosef U'malto Yisiyot Yichol. If Israel is an Eved, and the Eved is an Oru, so until he is Mal the Eved, he is Me'ukim to Lechol Pesach. The other Allah is if he is soil, has a child, a copy, and he is in your own soul, he is new to the Pesach. So, Rabbah Lubbia said that Rashi Shif, there is a machleik between Rashi and Tesis, in one is that one has. According to Tesis, so the post is the Choyo Yogur, it's called the Yavos of Pesach Ravishem, Himalay Chonzocha, the Ozimcha Batit, the Yogur, the Choloh, the Yechobay, has reference to the children that he has with Yehusi. So the male of the Ali is being kept with Achor Pesach, because Mila's Bono is not Kosh Bachor Pesach. But the Bono that he had with Yehusi, so their Mila is not Kosh, because they're not his Bono, according to Rashi. So this Pesach tells us not only that the Bono he had with Yehusi, so I'm not Kosh Bachor Pesach. But in the Bono he had with Yehusi, I'm not Kosh Bachor Pesach. So Rabban Lubbia says, it's on the basis, not of Mila's Chorov, Me'akvos in Lechol Pesach, but it's on the basis of Mila's Avodot, Me'akvos in Lechol Pesach. Because we have two Alochis, Gabi Kom Pesach. One halacha is that the milas bonok is back was in lechel pesach, and the other halacha is that the milas avonok is back was in lechel pesach. So this deed by Rashi, on which basis is clear that the milas bonok that Neutuli the Yusei is also makos in lechel pesach. Teisa says only milas bonok sheneutuli the Yusei, but not milas bonok sheneutuli the Yusei. So it's not on the basis of Milas Bonov Nakvas Melechel Pesach. They're not Bonov, because the action guy considered on it. It's on the basis of the Aloha mentioned in the Rambam, that the Hovin has a king of Maisiono in the Bonov of Neis Maktanim. Because the Rambam says, Yechelech Yechonov of Neisov, Shelema Mehem Tikno Mishpachtom Asher Mochem, Asher Lido Baalzichem. So that king of Maisiono, and Nakum has, even in the Bonov that is still going to be used. So it's on the basis of Milas Avodah, not on the basis of Kilavonah. And what Rabbon Mugbir says is does not seem acceptable. Because first of all, Rashi says it not in the passage of the whole edition that's crossed from Malto in Say, or Zehovay. But Rashi says it in the posik of the Chiyogorit for Geir, Vyosotesach Lavishem, Hibri Kozocho, Vyos Yitra Vlasese, Vyohoyo Kezrach Oretz. So just as in Yisroel Gom, if he has Bonim Ktan, who are not human, so it's not possible to have a Pesach, so in Geir, if he has Bonim Ktan, he most. So Teisha says, in Geir, if he has Bonim Ktan, then he'll do a big Yehuse. But not if he'll do a big Yehuse. And Rashi says, even if they will be using, and the Torah and the Sayyidina Bohoyo Kesra Horet. Now, by Ezra Horet, in Israel Gomo, so the reason is why the Mile of his children, the Khtan, is Nachos Nachopresa, that's certainly not on the basis of Yuas Avodo. And Israel does not have a king of Maizyodo in Bonapaktan. Only a Nakum has a king of Maizyodo in Bonapaktan. So, by Israel, it's certainly on the basis of Yuas Bonap as such, not on the basis of Milas Avodah. And since Rashi, since the Torah says here, Voyo Kefra Chorex, and the Korit Rashi, the Chuyobo Ritcho Geria, has reference to a Geria that has children who are Milas with Yusei. So, and it's because Voyo Kefra Chorex, so obviously, it's not on the basis of Milas Avodah, but it's on the basis of Milas Bonov. And Milas Bonov. But then the question is, Milas Bonov, Gershon's guy for Shiloh Domek. So the same question you can ask against Rabbi Avraham Luthbier's Pshat also. He says that the Rashi Shite is based upon the principle of Milas Avodah. Why? Because Enakum, the Rambam says, has a king of Maizyodo in the Bono from Mitzvah Akhtam. Voraye, he can even sell the Bono from Mitzvah Akhtam in Maizyodeya. He can even sell the Maizyodeya. So, but that's only Shayech if they are his children, because Akum Yerush is only Vateros, and Akum Hez Yerus. Mashiachim in the case where the Akum was Mizgayer, and he has children that were Mela to him, with Yusei, so Yerush is Gayer for Mishalilodom. So Mela, they're not his children, so Mehecha they say he should have a king of Maizyodo in the children who are not his children of him. So even according to Rabbi Avraham Luthbier's Pshat, you can ask the Kashi. So what must we say? There is a special Zerzak also. That even though in Kolatel generally, so we say Yash is Gaya for Mishnah, and there is no Yechetz, they are not considered to be children, but regarding the Aloche of Milas Bonov, Machfos and Lech of the Pesach, so even though he was Mishgaya, and regarding Kolatel Kule, so he's not Mishyachetz, but regarding the Aloche of Milas Bonov, Machfos and Lech of the Pesach, so he's considered Bonov, even though they were never going to be using. And that's the Gzeras HaKosuv, because the Torah says, Himalei Kol Zocho, and it doesn't say, Himalei Kol Zocho, so that implies any Zocho that was Nila to him, even if it's Nila, we can use it. So it's a special Gzeras HaKosuv. But the obvious pshat in Rashi is that when Rashi says that when the Yer is Mizgaya, so the Nila's Bono Faktanu, Shemil will be Giyuse, so in Makos Melechem Pesach, it's not on the basis. It's not on the basis of Milas Avodah, but it's on the basis of Milas Bonov. So it's Me'akvosei Milechem Pesach. Now, it seems that that according to the Rambam, so there are two halachas of Geirus of Ikotten. One Geirus of Ikotten can be carried out on the basis of Zochin. If it's on the basis of Zochin, so then it is a Geirus. And then there is another din of Geirus on the basis of Kiddush. So Geirus of the Kiddush can be realized on Tam. But if it is to take effect on the basis of Kibush, so then there has to be the mitzvahs of Kibush. Now it's so Shetokabat in Kotin, Yisrael, Shetokabat in Kotin, or Motzak in Kotin, family. So it seems that there is a basic machleket between the Rambam and the Tesis Rim, between the Rambam and the Tesis Rim, in regard to the definition of Kibush. According to the Tzitzit, we also see that there is a loche of Geirus al de Kiddush. There is a loche of Geirus al de Kiddush. But according to the Tzitzit, even when the Geirus takes effect on the Kiddush, we still have to resort to Zohar. We still have to resort to Zohar. According to the Rambam, when do we have to resort to Zohar if the Geirus does not take effect on the Kiddush? When there is no effect of Kiddush. But if it's Tokat Akum Kotin or Moto Akum Kotin, when there is a Yechatitz of Kibush, when the government, let's say, allows the Jew to take an Akum Kotin family and to be Megaya and if he wants, so when there is the Yechatitz of Kibush, then according to the Rambam, we don't have to resort to Zochim. And according to the Jesus Reed, even when the Gibush takes effect on the Kibush, we still have to resort to our Lochel Zochim on the first moment.